This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I think just that. Just flush it. Had a good day of practice today. Got what we needed this morning in a meeting. And it's one of those ones where it wasn't good enough. And we know that. Now it's just time to have a response.
Getting Lupinen back in this trip as well. I mean, how confident had the team grown in him prior to that Montreal game when he had to come out?
Yeah, I think he's been great for us all year. He had a great season last year as well. And someone that competes, and he's been able to steal us games, and that's what you need out of a goalie. And having him back is going to be a huge help for the team.
What have you learned personally about the balance of fighting through an injury and kind of making sure you're back to 100%, just kind of striking that sweet spot?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the injury, I guess. Every injury is different. I feel like with kind of what I got going on now, I've had similar in the past. And it's one of those ones where I'm better off missing 3 to 4 games instead of trying to play through it and making it worse and missing 10 to 15. So it sucks. Those are the worst kinds of injuries, in my opinion, because when you have those longer injuries, or at least ones where you know at a certain timeline you're going to be back, at least you have something you can look forward to, where these ones have the tendency to drag out, and they're a little tougher because you might feel good and want to jump back in, and then you might have a setback and prolong it. So it's a tough rope to walk, I guess, because you're itching to get back out there and want to help the team win. And in the short term, obviously, it sounds nice, but then you're putting yourself in a spot where you could be injured for another month. So,
is it especially hard knowing just kind of the start that you've had to the season to then, you know, have to miss a couple games and then try and jump back in and make the same impact that you have been making?
Yeah, I mean, when you're feeling good about your game, you never want to be taken out of a rhythm. Sucks, especially, you know, you want to be there, like I said, helping the team win, and it sucks watching from up top. Just makes you itch more to get back out there, and that's, I think, what makes it really difficult, is wanting to be out there on the ice, and sometimes that makes you push it when it's not in your best interest, and that's kind of the situation I'm in right now, so I'm just trying to be smart with it.
Were you not quite as good today as maybe you were on Saturday, or do you still feel about the same?
It's tough to give you a concrete answer on that because, I did a morning skate Saturday, so it's a little different when you're just kind of cruising through a morning skate. There's a little more flow, a little more predictability in the skate. And something like today where it's a full-on practice where you're working on track and D-zone battles, you get a little more game-like situation, which is something I wanted to test and see where I was at with that, because I've been feeling really good up until this point where I'm not really noticing it a whole lot, but then you put yourself in a more of a game-like situation. How are you going to respond? So I definitely felt it a little more today, but since coming off the ice and getting some work done, it's calmed down, so I like the response. I think that's a good day. You want to be able to test it and see where you're at. So that's, I think, a positive for today.
Lindy put the standings up in there, and you know, I know your record isn't what you'd want it to be, but on the other side of this coin, you're 2 points out of a playoff spot. Can, by looking at it and having it right in your face like that, can you guys say, look, if we start playing the way we're capable, look where we can be in the standings because we're only 2 points out right now?
Yeah, it's all about consistency right now. We know when we commit to playing the right way, we're good, and right now we're just I think it's just us being a little immature, just thinking we're better than we are instead of relying on what's gotten us results. I think, like I've said this before, we get a couple wins or start to play good and feel good about our game, and then we try to rely on skill over work ethic and think that we're going to get an easy win here or there, and there's no easy wins in this league. Anyone can win on any given night. It doesn't matter where you're on the standing. So it sounds like a broken record, but that's got to be the mindset going into every game. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, that's kind of, I've said this before too, we've learned that the hard way, and we got to stop learning that. So now it's just about consistency, because we're right there. I mean, it's still early in the season, but we're only 2 points. It's our division in particular is very tough, and it's going to be those little games that separate you, those 1-2 points. So those are big points, and this is a huge trip coming up.
Do you like that Lindy put it up there? I mean, you know, he said, some people say, oh, don't look at the standings, but he says he wants you guys to know what you're chasing.
I like it. I actually love it. I like seeing where you're at. I think sometimes during the season, where you're at, you sometimes lose sight of where you're actually at in the standings. You might think you're in a bad stretch or you're playing bad hockey, or you lose a couple tough ones and you think we're out of it now, or you start to get down on yourself. And then having that in there actually kind of gives you a little more perspective. Like, obviously that was an ugly loss Saturday or whenever we played last against Philly. But we're still 2 points out of third place in the Atlantic. So, I mean, we're in a good spot. So that just kind of gives you a little more perspective on where we're at and how much more valuable these points are and how much more desperate we have to play.
When that injury happens, is it more worry or frustration in the moment when that occurs?
Less worry. I didn't think it's not anything real serious. So just more frustration. Anytime you get injured, it's frustrating. But obviously it's... fortunate enough, it could have been a lot worse. So it's just really just trying to take it a day at a time and make it better each day and gradually progress myself back in the lineup where I'm ready to go.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.